Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 88. That's all the eights of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. You can find all our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other fine podcast streaming services. So fill your boots, and if you have a spare 30 seconds, if you're on any of those platforms, rate and review us, because it helps us get the podcast out there to more people who may not know about us yet. And now for this week's podcast. It's at the tail end of the awards season. The Stage Awards, the Evening Standard Awards, the Oliviers are but distant memories. The Tonys given out at the beginning of this month with some great, great British success, I might add. And you may have recognized many of those names read out over countless evenings and numerous press releases and articles in the online and in print that followed. But did you read about anyone who was actually making sure that the shows actually go on, no matter what? Keeping the lights on, keeping the actors on stage, keeping the doors open. That's right, I'm talking about the stage managers. Well, for the last 30 years, the Stage Management Association has been presenting awards to the stage managers, students and professionals alike, with awards that recognize their hard work through hardship, misstep, and mishap. Hard work that ensured that the shows do go on. Now, we attended the ABTT Theater Show in Alexandra Palace a couple weeks ago and had the pleasure of attending the award ceremony as well. We thought we'd shine a light on the proceedings. Therefore, we're going to bring you the awards introduction by Stage Management Association Executive Director Andy Rowley, or Andrew Rowley, followed by a little speech by Harry Venning. He's the creator of Hamlet, the pig cartoon that some of you may know from the stage. You can go online and check them out. But Harry's creation, Hamlet the Pig, kind of has escapades as a stage manager, and his escapades become legendary. And after that, I speak to a few winners, nominees, and nominators to wrap things up. As you will hear, ABTT Theater Show at Alexandra Palace is a noisy, noisy place. It's the reason I have laryngitis. I still have it. Getting over it for the last, nearly 2 weeks. So I apologize for the noise. I apologize for my voice. But that's what you get. It's live theater, baby. Anyway, have a listen.
Hey, hi. Good afternoon. Welcome to Ali Pali. We are here in this gorgeous room to celebrate the 30th birthday of the SMA Awards, or the SMAs, as people have started calling them. Just before I start, my name's Andy from the SMA. I'd just like to say that there are some loos directly across the corridor here, down the lower level, just so that you know, and the evacuation's up the stairs in case anything happens, but I'm sure we'll be following me anyway, because I'll be out here, I'm sure. So, welcome. I'm the Executive Director of the Stage Management Association, so on behalf of the Stage Management Association, welcome. The SMAs continue to attract nominations from across our industry every year, celebrating the work of colleagues who've given their all in support of productions and casts in 2017-18. Nominees achieve outstanding results and enviable levels of skill and excellence, which you will all hear more about this afternoon. Some of you know personally about. We've been thrilled with the response again this year. We're excited that due to the generous support of our sponsors and friends, we're able to join together to celebrate all of the brilliant nominees here today, and many working as well, as always. Firstly, a couple of comments about the event. Our judges have chosen one winner in each category and a number of highly commended nominations as well. In two or three categories, the judging was very, very tight indeed, and we had equals for quite a long time, so there's very little to choose between highly commended and the winner in the end. But we've chosen winners, so we're playing the game. So for many years, our lucky winners of the Individual and Team Stage Management Awards have left the event clutching a gorgeous and totally unique framed cartoon featuring a lugubrious pink pig and his hapless crew at work. Some of these are most likely priceless and squirreled away in secure private vaults by now, but undeterred, the SMA are continuing the tradition and actually building on it this year. So we welcome as our special guest today a long-standing, witty, often insightful commentator on theatre and backstage world, who is also the creator of Claire in the Community for The Guardian and Radio 4, and a prolific cartoonist and writer. Also, of course, the creator and ringmaster of a parallel netherworld that mirrors our own much closer than we care to admit. Here to say a few words to start our event is Hamlet's creator and our good friend Harry Venning.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for having me here. It's a real pleasure to be here. It's an honour. And I noticed that by happy coincidence, it is also 30 years in October that Hamlet the Pig first appeared in the Stage newspaper. So Hamlet and the SMA share a 30th birthday this year. And I have to say, I've done very well out of stage managers. So I'd like to say thank you all for 30 years of material. And I was sitting here and I was trying to remember the first ever one I did. And I might get the wording wrong, but basically all the jokes since then have been variations on the same joke. Describing jokes is never good as seeing them. But Hamlet's in the bar and he's got his little nephew there, and his little nephew's called Young Vic. And Young Vic's embarrassed, and Hamlet's saying, "Ha ha 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 ha! I can't believe that you mistook SM for stage managers. One is a twilight world occupied by people who like being bullied and beaten and treated really badly, whereas the other..." Anyway, you know where I'm going with this. And so that's, you know, that's the theme. But I do, 30 years ago, the reason I just started doing Hamlet was because I gave up acting. I used to be in an acting. I used to be, well... depends who you ask. Anyone who saw me might disagree, but I used to be an actor, and I was in a theatre company, and we were touring Kent for a year, and at the end of it, I thought, I don't want to do this anymore. It was too difficult. But I started drawing Hamlet to kind of get the bile and the pus and the anger out. 30 years later, I don't know when it's going to stop. It's still going. It's still flowing freely. But I do remember that we used to drive around in a van, and there were six of us, and we were there for a year, and that was too long. And we drove around, and one day we were driving around hop farms to research a play about hop pickers in the 19th century. It was a community theatre company. And we were moaning. It was a beautiful day, driving around Kent, moaning. And at the end of the day, I can remember we were driven by our stage manager, Chris, who didn't say anything all day until right at the end of the day, stopped the van, and he just turned around and says, "Have you ever thought about appreciating the fact you've got jobs instead of moaning all the time?" And, you know, we kind of were brought up by this, and we thought about it for about two or three seconds and started moaning again, because that's what you're doing, right? But that's when I realised that the stage manager's job is all-embracing. You know, there's so many facets to it, including mollycoddling and nurturing and looking after actors, basically. I was going to say people, but actors. So thank you ever so much, and I hope... yes, it's always been a pleasure drawing the awards. And every year, I can't remember how many years, But it's always a pleasure joining the SMA Awards, and this is the first time I'm here. So thank you again for having me. Cheers.
I'm going to ask you names and what production that you worked on to be first nominated. So,
yeah. I'm Shane Tong. I'm the stage manager on Angels in America at the National Theatre.
I'm Abby Proctor, and I was one of the ASMs on Angels in America.
Okay. And I'm Jay Phipps, and I'm also an ASM on Angels in America.
Okay, my first question, guys, before we get to the awards, is why aren't you on Broadway?
That's the question we ask ourselves.
I mean, they're going to take the talent. No, they're doing very well over there.
Yeah.
But congratulations on very, very successful run here as well.
Thank you.
And so why are you at AVTT today then?
Because we got nominated for the Stage Management Team Awards.
And how did that go for you today then?
It went very well. We were highly commended.
There you go. A little certificate.
One of the team. We got
nice.
A little certificate. Yeah.
Very, very
lovely.
Good.
Yeah. Real
actually,
honor.
I mean, how important are the SMA Awards? I mean, I know that I haven't worked with a company manager who won one. Like, we couldn't believe he actually got one. It wasn't for working for our show. It was very impressive. No, we love Rage. If you're listening, we love you. But you know, how important is it just to get, you know, a recognition and kind of you're nominated by your peers?
You didn't get very far.
you can come on in. You can come on in. Yeah. No, we're talking. So who nominated you to begin with?
There's a number of people.
A number of people?
I mean, it came from Harry Mackerel, who was our director, and associate.
So Anna, you just joined us, Anna from the National. Is that how it works? Is it people nominate or...?
Yeah, normally a member of the creative team or a member of the cast. I'm actually on the board of the SMA as well.
Okay.
So normally it would be somebody from the cast or somebody from the creative team or somebody working on the show who's been impressed by the work of the stage management team would nominate either an individual or the team for an award.
Nice. And is it quite good to see your people up here? You must have been quite proud today.
I'm very proud of them, but I'm not allowed to show any bias.
Okay.
I have to
just for the record, she looks really pissed off while she's saying this.
So that question, how important is it? And now you guys are going to have to be the recognition, to be nominated by your peers, which is what happens, and then to be recognized as well. I mean, how important is it to you? Is it something that you can shout? I mean, I would shout about it.
I find it rather strange because we are, as stage managers, we're kind of behind the scenes
yes.
for a reason. and we kind of relish on the success of the production as a whole, but actually to be nominated by, I think particularly for this show because of the caliber of the cast, it's a true honour, and we're very proud of the show. So to have this and to realise that they appreciated what we did for them is, and to be nominated itself is just huge for us.
That's great. And I mean, there sounds like there were quite a lot of horror stories and you know things, and I suppose for a show like yours, which was I think was quite an event. I mean, and on a two-show day, you know, you say goodbye to the family, say we'll see you tomorrow. To have that kind of stamp of approval. Going into the show, did you know how much it would be, how much work it would be to kind of to get through that day?
No, we knew it was going to be. I mean, we knew it was going to be a lot of work because it was a double bill. So we came into it knowing this is going to be two shows worth of work, and we're one team. Like we're a team of four, we're doing essentially two teams' jobs.
Yeah,
but I don't think we thought it was going to be anywhere near as much work as it ended up being.
Yeah,
but it was. I mean, it was.
Used to get to the car park and it was empty. Got a space lovely in the morning.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Some perks.
Well, guys, congratulations and thank you for talking to me and well done on a great award. So next year. Next year, guys. Can I ask who I'm talking to, first of all?
Sure. Sophie McFadden.
Excellent.
I'm Sarah Julie Pujol.
And you are here from the Unicorn Theatre.
That's right.
You guys do awesome stuff. I do. Brilliant. I saw Beginners.
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 Yeah, that was recent.
Oh my god, I loved it. Yeah.
A Laugh to Cry.
Tim Crouch is a genius.
The genius. Anyone listening, go see what the unicorn is doing. It's amazing. But here, we're here today because of the, we're here at ABTT, the Stage Management Awards were held today, and I may have a winner sitting next to me or team, you know? So, can you tell me what you are up for and what you won today?
Yeah, I was nominated for individual contribution to stage management and stage management team.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to win individual contribution for Beowulf at the Unicorn.
Amazing.
So I think the title was individual stage manager outstanding achievement award.
Well,
I think that was the full title.
Well, actually, Sarah can read it out.
She's got the. What does it say?
Stage management
individual.
Okay,
well,
there
we go. When I filled in the nomination form, it said outstanding achievement.
There you go. There you go.
But well, yeah, I also nominated Sophie and Kat, who was the DSM on Beowulf, for a team award for that show. But they didn't win this one.
That's, you know, they share the love today. And, I mean, I think it's great to have some recognition from backstage. You know, as an actor, we get to take a bow every night. You know, there are a lot of awards for actors, maybe sometimes too many. You know, but the Stage Management Awards are great because it does give a little bit of, you know, a little bit of love to people who, if they were not there, we would not be there. So, I mean, how important is it to you to have something like the Stage Management Association, not just the association, but the awards to kind of, I don't know, highlight the work that you guys do?
So, for me, it's super important, and that's essentially the reason why I nominated Sophie, was because, like you said yourself, we don't get a lot of recognition. Yeah, the actors get a bow. If we're lucky, sometimes the actors will point up at the desk, and that is kind of like the recognition that stage management and technicians will get. But yeah, for me, it was just so crucial to nominate Sophie, and you know, it's an opportunity to have everyone recognize her, not just us and not just the people who work closely with her.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy she won. Yeah. Because then it happened.
So your experience on the show, like, you did so much stuff. You were doing like lighting, you know, making LED lights, you were making props, you were doing all kinds of design stuff.
Yep.
Now that you won an award and you have your phone, you know, your cartoon, and how does it? Does it kind of just make it worth? I mean, it makes it worth it anyway. When you kind of get to the end of a run and you see how successful it's been, what does it feel like to have a bit of recognition today?
It's amazing, really. I really didn't expect it at all. It was a complete surprise, even to be nominated. When I found out, I was like quite shocked. And we got here, and I was like quite relaxed and calm.
Brilliant.
And it just happened, and I couldn't really believe it. And everyone said such really lovely things, and it's really nice that all the hard work and effort that you put in is like appreciated by people around you. So it's really lovely.
And great that it's peers that both nominate you and judge it as well. So
yeah.
It's like you say, Sarah, it's great to kind of, it's a privilege to be able to nominate somebody and recognize their hard work, but then for other people to go, yeah, that's, I can understand, because they've been there before and they know exactly where you've come from.
What was really great about this nomination as well was that, obviously, I wrote it, but so many people from the Unicorn and freelance artistic, creative team members also contributed to the nomination, because they all gave me some anecdotes and little testimonies that I also added into that nomination. So it was like a whole team effort, essentially, that got some of the award today, so I'm really happy.
Amazing. Well, thank you both for talking to me.
Thank you.
Now, before we wrap up, if you are a theater professional, you need to head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. All you have to do is create an account with an email address, make up a cool password, away you go. Follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at curtaincall, all lowercase, one word, no spaces. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. It just leaves me to say a big thank you to Andy Rowley at the Stage Managers Association, the Association of British Theatre Technicians, and everyone who attended the SMA Awards this year. You can find out more about the Stage Management Association and their awards by heading to their website, stagemanagementassociation.co.uk, and I will put a link to that in the show notes.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.